CliffCentral.com.
Well, one of the things we do know that you need at this time is probably a little bit of investment advice. And by no means are we saying that this is an advisory part of the show, but we're going to tell you about what's going on in the world economy. And the guy who we rely on to do this for us is Sean Saunders. He is the CEO and co-founder of Revix. And it is time for you to take a look at what investments would benefit you most at a time like this. Because if there's anything we know for sure, it's that things are a little unstable right now. It's been a year of COVID, so a lot of people have lost an enormous amount of money, but a lot of people have made money during this time. And Sean Saunders is here to help us understand how all of that works. The world is changing. Your investments should too. If they aren't, you need to ask yourself why. In a market that we've never seen before, don't guess, diversify. Revix is an intelligent investment platform that allows anyone, including me or you, anywhere to build a diversified portfolio or a bundle of assets in just a few clicks. So, Sean, first of all, good to see you again, man.
Good to see you too, Gareth. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. Very, very good. I like your Revix hoodie you've got on there. That's excellent branding.
Yeah.
All right.
There's actually a Revix t-shirt, Revix underwear, you know.
Oh, you got Revix underwear as well.
I'm just joking, underwear.
Jesus. Let's not go there.
All right.
This is a PG-13 show, Sean.
No, really.
Hey, just saying that we're moving into products next.
Yeah, what PG-13?
If there was Revix underwear, I'd want mine to say Revixen.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about gold quickly because, you know, we've been talking about this a couple of times, and the last time we had you on, we were talking about how this year has been an amazing year for gold. Does that continue to be the story? What's happening in the markets at the moment?
Yeah, so gold's pulled back. It went up to an all-time high of about $2,070, and since then it's pulled back to $1,880 today. And it's quite interesting. It's been a bit of a journey with gold, but I mean, we're still up well over 25% year over year in dollar terms.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, gold is viewed as the safe haven asset. So you've got a lot of uncertainty going into this US election. I mean, just with COVID, there's loads of uncertainty around the world. And Warren Buffett once said that gold's a way of going long on fear. And what that really means is that if you believe that people are going to be more fearful in the future, then the value of gold could move up. Now, gold's the earliest form of currency.
Yeah.
And I mean, sure, we had like shells and salt and, you know, a whole bunch of other interesting things. But gold kind of really kickstarted this monetary system that we have today.
Just explain, I don't think a lot of people understand that salt used to be currency.
Yeah, no, it's nuts. We've used a whole bunch of really interesting things over time. And it was really only the invent of metals that allowed you to sort of, you know, move from this bartering system of sorts into more of this monetary system that we have today. And fractional reserve banking is a brand new thing where you can essentially, you know, have fiat currencies and all the rest. But I mean, that's another whole long show that we can do another time, I suppose. But it's gold's physical properties in that it's scarce. And I think, Gareth, you'll appreciate some of these things. I mean, you know these things probably even better than I do. But, you know, gold is scarce. It's malleable. It's beautiful. It's non-corrosive. And this has resulted in it being a reliable store of value over time. And it means that it holds its value when other assets become less valuable over a longer period of time.
Right.
And all of these properties kind of come together and it creates this incredible gold demand.
Yes.
And that's why it's so valuable today. And this is how all assets are priced, really. You know, you've got demand versus supply, a willing buyer, a willing seller. And to kind of sort of, you know, answer this question around, you know, why is gold viewed as a safe haven asset? It's because of its physical properties. It makes it desirable and people turn to it in times of crisis. And then this sort of becomes the de facto sort of situation where people turn to this asset in times of crisis. And that means that in the future, when the prices of other things are increasing due to inflation and other factors, you know, holding gold would also increase. And that's really the investment case here.
Well, okay. I mean, when people think of holding gold, you don't actually need to have a safe in your house with like a bar of gold in it, right? I mean, nobody has that. You're not allowed to.
Well, I suppose some people, they go the full nine yards and they do that. But no, I mean, you can invest in gold companies.
Uh-huh.
The problem with investing in gold companies is that you're exposed to all the underlying operational activities of that business. So if the management go and, you know, make some silly decisions, you are exposed to that. You can invest in Krugerrands, but then you've got the issues of custody and ownership around that. And I mean, owning physical gold in South Africa, I think it's a very high risk sort of play. I mean, hell, even owning gold internationally, it's not exactly that straightforward either. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we've kind of brought about something called Pax Gold, which is a tokenized digital gold token, or tokenized way to hold gold. People get a little bit caught up on the tokenized side of things. But what it means is that you have direct legal ownership of gold, and its value is directly tied to the gold market. And I'll say this again, it provides legal ownership right to a portion of a gold bar. And it's just like buying a share of a company, where you have the legal right that comes with the ownership, but you don't physically hold the company.
No.
And yeah, essentially, we launched this just before COVID started, and you can invest with as little as 500 Rand. And this allows you to own one portion, it's exactly one fine troy ounce of a gold bar. You know, there's 400 ounces to one gold bar, and therefore there's 400 Pax Gold tokens for each gold bar.
Right.
And the serial number, and this is me just geeking out a little bit, but the serial number on each digital token can be matched to that of a specific gold bar. And that's sort of just, you know, how you use
back. So if I buy, let's say I buy some Pax Gold, where is my actual gold stored? Where is it kept?
So these gold bars are stored in high security, fully insured vaults in London. Brings Vault. They are the oldest and the most well-known vaults in the world. And we don't look after the gold.
No.
And I'd love to say Revex has got a team of security experts sitting in London looking after the gold. But no, there's a company called Paxos, which is a regulated New York trust company. And they look after the gold. And they make sure that as a trust company, that the gold that is sitting inside a vault, inside the vault, is matched to the tokens that you own.
That is so cool.
So will it ever reach like a threshold where all the gold is spoken for in terms of part ownership?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And how much is available at the moment?
So you know that they
start buying.
They say that if they had to get all the gold in the world together, and remember, there's still some that is underground, but there's only a limited amount of gold, as Sean said earlier, in the world. And once that gold you remember the old alchemists, Leanne?
I do.
The alchemists preceded the chemists, and they used to try to make gold. They used to use something called the Philosopher's Stone, right? Which was, I mean, it's now a Harry Potter book. But the reality is these guys would do anything they could to transform other things into gold. Because there's only so much gold in the world. And of course, it's always been valuable. And as Sean says, it doesn't decay or corrode. It's a very, very resistant metal, which is why you can dig up a ring from 3,000 years ago. And if it was made out of solid gold, it's still solid gold now. You know, it doesn't get eaten up by acids or deteriorate or rust like a lot of other metals. So it's really interesting. And they say that if you had to gather up all the gold in the world, you'd be able to make a square cube, probably about, I think it's something like 12 by 12 meters or something like that. It's not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So we will eventually.
It's two Olympic-sized swimming pools that could be filled up with gold, essentially.
Okay, sorry. My measurements were incorrect, but that's what I remember reading a long time ago. The fact is, though, that you guys have got some of this gold, and it's available now, and you could buy a piece of it. But all that will happen is the value will go up because there is only so much gold. I mean,
Leanne, to answer your question, Paxos issues these gold tokens, and then it's sort of like an IPO where the stock is out in the market. And what we do essentially is allow people to buy and sell this. So it's on a secondary market. And therefore, you know, the gold's already been issued. There's only so many tokens, and there's only so many gold bars that enable, you know, tokens to be issued. According to it's already out in the market. There is no limit, as I mentioned. There's a willing buyer and a willing seller that determines the price. Mm-hmm. So there's somebody else out there that maybe is trading in gold and decides that they want to sell out of a token, and we'll connect that individual with somebody else that maybe wants to buy into this token.
Mm.
All right, so we've only really discussed gold today, but we can talk about some of the other things that you're doing in a short while. We're going to be talking to you every now and then. It's sort of around the end of the month, I believe, for a couple of weeks. So this is going to be good. If you want to send us questions for Sean, you could do that too, and we'll get him to answer them. I know lots of people want to ask things, and maybe you've got some very particular and peculiar questions you want to have answered. You can get hold of us. Just send it to me, gareth@cliffcentral.com, and I'll make sure that Sean gets it. Right.
Brilliant.
Anything else you want to throw in there, dude?
Well, I think it's interesting. I mean, you mentioned, you know, gold's able to stick around for a long time because of its physical properties.
Yeah.
Gold's actually got its own sort of inflation rate, if you want to call it that, where there's an increase in the total gold supply of 2% per year, which is quite interesting. If you compare that to the amount of money that's increasing, and I've said this on your show so many times before, that if you look at how much money is being printed, I mean, I think this year alone, there's been a 44% increase in total global monetary supply. Now, if you think about the inflationary effects a little bit later down the line, and this is something that I'll mention, and I have mentioned on your show, I'm going to continue to mention it going forward, you don't look at an investment opportunity right now. You, I mean, well, sure, you obviously have to evaluate it and whatnot, but you look at what it's going to be doing in a year or two or three or 4 years' time if you're a real long-term investor. And there is this incredible opportunity, and this is not financial advice, so please do your own research. But if you look out in the future, the one asset that's done exceptionally well when there's been this insane monetary, you know, change and stimulus that's out in the economy is gold. And
well, I looked at a chart now of 10 years of the South African rand and gold, and it just goes, it just rockets up, even though, as you say, it's pulled back a little bit now. It's still right up there compared to where it was 10 years ago. And I mean, 10 years, you know, we think about that as a long time. But if you think that it was 2010, 10 years ago, the World Cup was here, that doesn't feel like it was so long ago.
No, you blinked and the time has passed. And
extraordinary.
Yeah, no.
All right, sure.
Investing is extraordinary. So, well, no, thank you. Thanks,
dude. Very good. You can follow Revix at Revix Invest on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter and find out more. You can also go there and sign up to Revix for free. You verify your ID. You add funds. You select the bundle of your choice, and you can find out more by emailing them directly. You can go to revix.com, or you can send us a question, and we'll put it to Sean next time he's on. Thanks, Sanders. Nice to see you.
Brilliant, guys. Thank you so much. Have a good rest of the day.
Very good. Cliffcentral.com.